Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here on this Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. Co-hosting is Mr. David Scorpio, our regular Wednesday co-host on the program. And I do want to remind everyone to please help out RBN. If you can mail in your donation, you can use PayPal right on the RBN website. Go to the donate page at republicbroadcasting.org. And we have all the info there for our address and the numbers. I could give out that mailing address if you go get your pen, and I could give out the number if you want to call in. And, you know, people who can do a recurring monthly, I mean, no matter what amount your budget could allow, you know, if you bring, okay, instead of giving like once every 8 months or whatever you do, a big, well, whatever you, for you is, you know, relatively big, you know, if you even broke that down, you know, into in those 8 months, you know, each month, what that would come down to. It just really helps for, you know, the management here to know, okay, there's at least this much we can like count on regularly standard, you know, to help cover the monthlies and this and that. You know, the more that is the case, just this, the easier it is to not get as close to the edge of certain financial doom. And I certainly know what that can be like. So please, folks, do what you can. And if you want to call to donate, that number, 800-724-2719, extension 3. And I'll give that out one more time. That number is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And I said I would give out the mailing address. I'm sure everyone is ready to go, no matter what your means. Take this down. And of course, if you're making out a money order or check, just the initials RBN, please, as far as payable to. And you could mail that over to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly do appreciate your helping us to continue to survive the canary in the coal mine of free speech. And if RBN goes down, you can be sure you're going to be seeing the remaining free speech you thought you had going down around you left and right in no time. So please do what you can, folks. And well, that being said, I took a little glance, David. This particular source was mostly from MSN.com. They don't mention the particulates in any detail, any examples of these more harmful particulates. For the story, electric vehicles release far more toxic emissions, are worse for the environment, far worse than gas-powered cars. But I mean, evidently, you know, this emission analytics data firm is reputable.
Well, no, I totally believe it. No question. I'm just curious exactly what they're talking about. There's many hidden dangers in these electric cars. For one thing, you know, if you put an EV meter into your electric radiation meter, into your car, electric car, it's off the chart. I've seen videos where people show, because you're sitting on top of these batteries, this giant bank of batteries, you're sitting on top of it. So, you know, your genitals are getting fried. You're in a massive electric field, which is not good for the human body. And I've been looking into this whole green economy thing. It's really the biggest scam ever, including the windmills. We could talk about that later. I've been looking into these windmills It's ridiculous. But even charging these electric cars, if you have a bank, you know, one of those charging stations, I'm sure you guys out there have seen those charging stations where there's like four or five charging stations for a car, you know, all set up. And if you have like all five of those hooked up, it's the equivalent amount of power to power 100 homes, more or less. So think about that. If you ever have a situation where you really do have millions of these cars on the road, the numbers aren't there in terms of the power grid. It's simply not possible. This is a complete fantasy that's being thrust upon us. The only way it works is if there aren't very many people with cars. Of course, they haven't told us that part yet. But the math does not add up on this green energy thing, either going in or coming out. It's absolutely absurd when you start to really look at it.
And as far as just efficiency and just raw power and reliability, especially when you look at extreme hot or cold conditions, you don't see military vehicles having switched to electric. And that should give you a clue as to what they're really worth, if you ask me.
Oh, we're going to have electric tanks very soon, Richard. They're going to be deadly. Of course, you'll have to have a charging station there on the battlefield somewhere, but that won't be a problem. And the other thing, too, is, you know, these electric vehicles cannot haul any substantial weight. I've seen some, you know, talk that, oh, we have electric trucks now. We're going to replace the semi truck with electric vehicles. Well, that's great if you're hauling around like a truck full of potato chips or something like that, or toilet paper perhaps. But anything that has any kind of weight to it, you will not be able to transport it using an electric vehicle. I've seen videos of guys that bought one of these, you know, new electric General Motors trucks and trying to haul like just a regular car and a trailer behind it, right? The range of the electric vehicle drops to like 100 and change miles on a full charge once you put any substantial weight to it. So that's like an hour and a half of driving maybe. So again, it doesn't work, and it's a complete fantasy. It's one of these things that's designed to fail. Just like these phony windmills you see when you see these wind farms, they're designed to fail.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I was expecting to see those giant helicopters that can like relocate entire tanks to be electric any day now. I don't see why if it's not such a wonderful. It's just ridiculous. Oh, yeah. The whole climate summit meeting thing is just so over the top, where your IQ has to be really down there to be influenced by. I mean, you know, you have all of these obnoxious, elitist, wealthy wannabes, these WEF Bilderberg types who take their Lear jets and park them all lined up to talk about how, you know, we all have to have 15-minute cities and not own any vehicles or own anything.
Yeah, you're going to rent your underwear from the World Economic Forum in the future, Richard. Yeah. It's rules for thee, but not for me, of course. And I've heard one interesting theory about this assault on fossil fuels. Of course, we know that there's no such thing as fossil fuels. I believe the abiotic oil theory to be correct. There's quite a bit of evidence for that. But I've heard one interesting theory that, you know, one reason they're going after this so hard is that the Jews, don't have a strong foothold in the oil industry like they do in other fields. They have much less of a stakeholder share in that, supposedly. It's like old guard, you know, old school white families that kind of run the petroleum industry. And one theory is that the Jews are trying to destroy that because they don't have enough control over it. I don't know if that's true, but it's an interesting theory I'm going to look into a little more.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of countries in the Middle East who own, it's not all in any certain faction of pro or anti, say, over there, Israeli or Jew in general, if you will, internationally.
Well, that's a good point. Right, you've got a lot of Islamic connection to this, too. But I was talking in America, specifically, the oil industry in America, the processing, you know, the distillation and the oil wells. But yes, internationally, of course, you've got a lot of Arabs and people that aren't necessarily friendly to Israel. So that's an interesting thing to look at. I want to kind of research it a little more, but it's something to consider as a possibility.
And David, it seems clear that one of the pristine cities for this Eurasian shift is to be Dubai. I mean, do you see Israel really being as at the center, you know, of the warm and friendly feelings of this new Eurasian sphere as much as they would like? And I mean, how do you see Dubai Israeli relations in the long term? Because I don't know, they seem they'll just go where the money is. Well, they have money, but they'll go where the power like theirs is, and not necessarily any loyalty or easily intimidated. I don't know, perhaps even with ties to the Far East. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, Dubai, they're certainly a very modern nation. They don't follow any kind of Islamic rules, so you can buy alcohol and party your ass off there. There's plenty of child trafficking and other operations going on there, human trafficking operations. And, I'd have to look deeper into that. But, you know, for example, Saudi Arabia is, I believe, a crypto-Jewish state. The Saudi royal family are crypto-Jews. If you actually read the autobiography of the patriarch of Saudi Arabia, he even says our family has Jewish origins in the autobiography there. So I believe Saudi Arabia is a crypto-Jewish state, and they're actually a lot of these countries are a lot closer to Israel than is publicly stated. That's why really none of them have done anything at all, for the most part, to really help the Palestinian cause since 1940, or since the 1960s, let's say. There's been very little, I would say, real action or collaborative effort to try to stop any of it.
And
so
I think a lot of deals.
I was just going to end with, I think a lot of deals have been secretly cut along those lines that aren't talked about, using, you know, Freemasonry. Freemasonry is in the Arab world, too, and other secret societies. I think they have deals cut that aren't talked about publicly.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, on a small scale, do we have some exceptions recently? Kuwait. I mean, we were over there because I assume that they weren't with the American Judeo-sphere's plan.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they played the incubator babies. That's why we had to go into Iraq, to stop the killing of incubator babies. Thank God we did that. But isn't it interesting how, when it's all said and done, China ends up with the lion's share of Iraqi oil when it's all said and done? That's very interesting to me.
And so, yeah, that's, again, part of, like, I guess, my question from earlier, not just about Dubai, but do you see Israel not so vital to this Eurasian economic sphere they're building more into the future?
Well, Israel is only important because of its connection to Jews and pink. And but that's also why we're seeing Israel 2.0 in play, which is Ukraine. That's the ancient borders. Ukraine is essentially the ancient borders of the ancient Khazarian Empire. That's not an accident. That's where these people come from, there in Poland and Eastern Russia. That's where all these Khazarians, these white-looking Jews, that's where they all come from for the most part, in Germany. So I think there's just a lot of hidden things here, Richard, that aren't publicly talked about. And a lot of the rivalries and things we are told publicly are for the show, for the public.
Not just Saudi Arabia, but Iran, you've questioned.
I'm definitely suspicious about Iran in a lot of ways. Iran played along with Operation COVID hoax 100%. There is a large community of Jews in Iran. There always has been. And they don't seem to have any problems living there. Israel's tried to get them to move numerous times, but most of them have chosen to stay. And I'm suspicious of Iran being the boogeyman that's on the outs. We'll see. I have my suspicions about it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we shouldn't try to put our chips in that basket as if Iran is some sort of a savior against globalists any more than Putin, Putin's Russia, at the very least, because I don't know. I mean, you know, quite a few years back there, I have appreciated, you know, things I've seen from like Press TV and that over the years. I mean, I admit that, but, you know.
Well, sure. And of course, Press TV and RT, they promote some accurate news, but it's all in the context of, you know, being in opposition to American power. It's not that they love the truth so much as they're working along those lines. And, you know, if all these Arab states really are against Israel, how come it's never happened that they haven't said, hey, we're not going to sell you any more oil until this genocide stops? You can't have any more oil from us anyway. Good luck finding it. You're not going to buy it from any of us. It's never happened. Never happened. You know, so you have to ask yourself why. Why, if this really is, as we're told, you know, they're really this deep-seated hatred. You have to question all of it, Richard.
I agree. Geopolitically, it doesn't make them any less potentially controlled opposition on a governmental level, for that matter, national level, just because some of their independent media outlets will give us more truth than some of the standards over here. I certainly wasn't suggesting that. Now, a couple others I didn't get to here in the headlines. Argentina's president, Javier Milei, however you say it, suspends state-run leftist news agency for quote-unquote propaganda. They're saying the chainsaw-wielding Argentine president, Javier Milei, has consolidated 18 government ministries into 9, fired 5,000 government workers, devalued the peso near market rates, and introduced economic reforms to overhaul the faltering economy after a series of devastating financial crises. The latest fat milieu has trimmed from the bloated government's books is the largest and most prestigious news agency in Argentina, Telam. The state-run media outlet has served as a mouthpiece of, quote, propaganda, unquote, for previous progressive administrations. On Monday morning, Telam's website was shut down. The current message on the media outlet's website reads, page under construction. The page you're trying to view is under reconstruction. I don't know. Any comments, David?
Well, we'll have to wait and see with him. I'm, again, very suspicious of this guy and his intentions for Argentina. I mean, what's the first thing he does? He flies back to Queens, New York to visit Rabbi Schneerson's grave, you know, the Chabad Lubavitcher, and hang out with all the Chabad Lubavitch rabbis. And he, you know, he's considering converting to Judaism. I think he's probably Jewish. Just going to admit it here soon. But We'll see. I don't think this guy has good intentions for Argentina. And, you know, his plan is to get Argentina onto the dollar. And so we'll see. I'm very suspicious of this guy. Argentina, you know, historically was a very wealthy country, and it's been raped and looted for two generations now, which is very sad. So there's no reason why Argentina shouldn't be one of the wealthiest countries in South America. Historically, it was. So was Venezuela, but not anymore.
Yes, no, I mean, yeah, you've been helping to go over a lot of this recently pretty well at RBN here. And, yeah, we appreciate your perspective and having traveled to some of these places, extended stays even, it seems. It's very enlightening. So it's definitely good to have around. Rising gas prices, soaring household costs, and Fed's inflation reassurances creates a financial puzzle with uncertain outcomes. Is heading over at Citizen Watch report. So, I mean, you know, we have this claim that the Fed is winning a bit over inflation. I mean, they're just gaslighting the public. You know, same with anyone from Congress or the White House in particular about their economy. And, you know, people can tell at the grocery, their pocketbooks for essentials. U.S. manufactured goods orders fell by 3.6% in January 2024. There's another one out there. So, you know, the economy is just going to keep getting more stagnant, is my expectation, David.
I think we're going to keep seeing glowing economic reports here over the next year into coming into November. You can count on it. The economy is going to be very strong. Inflation's going down. Job growth good. You'll hear that. That'll be the mantra, regardless of what reality is. They'll cook the books and gin it up to make it appear that way, at least through election time. But, of course, the inflation's far worse than we're being told, and it's only going to get worse, guys. There's no way around it. There's nothing they can do about the inflation. All raising interest rates, all it's going to do is create stagflation. It's going to slow the economy down. It's not going to help the rate of inflation. It really won't. And it's not. They're running out of tools, unfortunately, and that's why they need to have some kind of a reset here very soon.
Well, you won't really have a change in the wealthiest from something like, some sort of a jubilee, if that's the sort of thing they're implying. I mean, because regardless of what the fiat paper is and could be changed with the crypto, central bank digital currency plan, social credit score, notwithstanding, regardless, as far as gold, silver, and property, you know, a land and the structures on that land, I mean, those remain valuable in any time. And you're not really going to, we already have the wealthiest with the largest amount of property, is the way I see it. And so, I mean, you're not like, I don't know. Whatever they do with their great reset, if they'll continue to use that term for it, they'll still be on top, according to their plans thus far. It won't really help us if it's some sort of, even if it is an actual jubilee of some sort of debt relief leveling. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, sure. The rich is the least affected by any type of economic downturn or even inflation. Inflation of the rich the least. And of course, you mentioned in the early article about this Miley character devaluing the peso. Well, what he's doing, he's destroying people's wealth. He's actually destroying people's savings and the value of their money. So. That's not a good sign, not a good way to start things out. And I think something similar could actually happen here. So having your money in real assets, I think property is the best one coming up, because the value, even though we have a bubble of property values in many states, it's only going to keep going up because there's nothing they can do to stop the inflation. So the value of all hard assets is going to keep going up. There's nothing they can do about that. They can only work their magic so far, and are reaching a point where they truly are running out of tools, Richard.
Agreed. And so it'll be interesting, continue to be interesting times we're living through. So be it both charmed and cursed to live in such. As far as the economic turmoil up north, mortgage delinquency rates in Ontario, 136%, and in British Columbia, 62%, soaring as higher payments bite. And we have just insane amount of mortgage delinquencies there. Apple, a corporation, after being unseated as the world's most valuable company, Apple continues to be in the wilderness. So, I mean, really, I think they started focusing on too many different things than what they started out with, if you ask me. And you make all these products that you don't know are going to be trendy enough or sell enough. And I don't know. I mean, I think the watch was going too far and was silly. Anyhow. And it's dangerous. I mean, you know, you're doing harm. It's potential. I've heard, like, you know, cancerous and all this other stuff about just wearing that damn thing. But telling that.
I see a lot of them. I see a lot of those watches actually in California, and I'm always amazed, like, someone spent $1,000 on that thing, but hey, you know, whatever.
Right. So Biden loses the American Samoa caucus in embarrassing landslide defeat. Rachel Maddow and Jen Psaki were mocking voter concerns about illegal immigration during the Super Tuesday panel. And here, last headline, folks, before we take calls for the last half hour here. Rejecting Ukraine's NATO accession is deemed necessary for its own well-being, avoiding prolonged conflict escalation. Ukraine cannot be accepted into NATO for Ukraine's own sake. So that's what we have.
And Ukraine doesn't meet any of the standards to be able to join NATO. If they let Ukraine join NATO, they'd be breaking a whole bunch of their own rules. It doesn't meet the requirements, not economically, not socially, and not militarily. So, I think that's sort of an empty threat. They want to keep this idea, it's going to keep expanding. It's only going to get worse. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
That was a quote from a columnist at Foreign Policy. We'll be back and taking your calls, 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over six decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth, or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214, or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Wednesday co-host, Mr. David Scorpio. And you'd like the headline of this one, David, at Zero Hedge, Trump and Stein and the death of politics. And, you know, he's complaining about a lot of things, it looks like, from the first Trump term and what have you, but that, just the term Trumpenstein, and I don't know. Maybe I'll send you that, get a kick out of it before your show on Sunday. Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, folks. Be sure to check out the Scorpio International Holding Company LLC. Always a great broadcast. I like David's analysis. Generally, for the first hour, you'll hear David, and then usually there is a guest for the second hour, and good topics and guests for sure from what I've heard. And, well, a couple more really quick ones here. Dirty voter rolls, dirty elections. Illinois is being sued to clean up the mess that is their illegal elections and, you know, just so many ineligible voters, fake voter registration, all this sort of thing. You know, sometimes I hear a lot about, you know, using dead people and all this stuff, or just a lot of people who never registered to vote how you want with them. And this one was kind of ridiculous. The Chicago Teachers Union president, just the photo of her, I got a kick out of. So originally at wirepoints.org over at Zero Hedge. Cost. Stop asking that question, says Teachers Union, Chicago Teachers Union president, in strident speech about contract demands. And so she's saying, yeah, no, just don't ask about the cost of it, you know. And I look at the way she's dressed in this photo here, this Chicago Teachers Union president, Stacey Davis Gates. So she looks like she's dressed for the cover of Vogue magazine, this heavyset black woman. And, you know, I'm sure she's milking that fund like nobody's business. She doesn't care about the kids and education. You get these black women in these kind of roles, and this is what you get. I'm sorry, but every single time. And
I'm getting mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting mine.
They're saying that we're going to have rising gas prices like crazy in coming weeks. I already saw it go up a little in the last day or so. But, you know, saying hoard it now. You know, it could be so bad. The last one before we go to callers, this is great, David. And I almost accidentally missed this, but this was really the highlight of the show. I didn't mean it to get this far off before we address this. Ben Shapiro did this rap. I didn't know about this. And, you know, there's people are out there saying, oh, Ben Shapiro rap is racist and sexist. This is according to a hip-hop professor, no less. I mean, you can't make this up. A popular rap song from Ben Shapiro expressed white male grievance, in quotes, and, quote, racist and, quote, sexist views, according to a, quote-unquote, hip-hop professor. Hip-hop professor, huh? Associate professor of hip hop. I mean, this isn't the Babylon Bee, guy. It's not. This is real. A zero hedge from College Fix, no less. You know, these college kids aren't going to dare lie these days. And it says associate professor of hip hop, A.D. Carson, applied his expertise to the song, quote, Facts, unquote, by Shapiro, Ben Shapiro, his rap song Facts, evidently, he does with Canadian rapper Tom McDonald. Quote, given today's bitter partisan divide and extremist culture wars, it comes as no surprise that Shapiro's track quickly found a devoted following, unquote, Carson wrote recently in The Conversation. Quote, but his racist anti-rap lyrics ultimately repeat the same tired charges right-wing politicians have used against hip-hop since its birth over 50 years ago, unquote. The University of Virginia scholar whose doctoral thesis was a rap album compared the, quote, blatant racism, unquote, in the song to other music, like Jason Aldean's anti-riot song, Try That in a Small Town. That country song contained coded racial language, according to several professors. He wrote further, by performing over a popular-sounding trap-style beat, Shapiro and McDonald might lead listeners to overlook their heavy reliance on black vernacular speech, which toes the line between minstrelsy and abject cultural appropriation. Because it's delivered in the form of a conventional rap song, a listener might even be convinced that the racism and sexism the artists are performing are expectations, and Shapiro and McDonald are just doing what all rappers do. Quote, I would love to believe that racist, sexist, white, male grievance rap isn't where the zeitgeist is in America, unquote. Carson wrote, quote, but Ben Shapiro and his conservative followers are betting that it is, at least for a brief moment, unquote. The song topped the Billboard list, well, oy vey, right, as the number one single. The pair's rap plays off Shapiro's famous line that, quote, facts don't care about your feelings, unquote, and focuses on how this song won't be promoting sexual immorality, guns, or drugs. It has 6 million views as of this writing. McDonald rapped, quote, this ain't rap, this ain't money, cars and clothes, we ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose, we ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting stripper poles, we won't turn your sons into thugs or your daughters into hoes, I hope I offended you, unquote. So there, that's, and it's just amazing, though, how this professor who what they, I mean, they say he actually, his doctoral thesis was a rap album. This associate professor of hip hop, A.D. Carson, is referring to Ben Shapiro as an example of the problem with white culture. David, your feedback, sir.
Oh, yes. Ben Shapiro is the arbiter of white culture and white privilege. And only in America could you actually have a man whose PhD thesis was a rap album. I think that's very symbolic of where we are in academia right now, where you could get a PhD from producing a rap album. Amazing. But of course, you know, I've heard this Ben Shapiro song some weeks ago, and basically he is talking about how he's making money with compound interest. He's rich and you're not, ha ha ha. You know, it's really a song about Jewish privilege. This guy's not white. He's a Jew. Everything that comes out of his mouth is for Jews. And he's sort of the poster child of the phony kosher conservative movement that exists within America.
And that be how it is. So let's go to the phones.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones, yo. We got my man Bobby in Florida. Yo, what's up, my man? Bobby, how's it going tonight, sir? Do we still have Bobby?
The Palestinian. Can you hear me now? Okay.
There you are. Yeah, hey, great to hear from you.
I want Kid Rock. Kid Rock could join those guys. He's pretty kosher. He's for the bombing of all the Palestinians. I don't know if you caught that Joe Rogan podcast where he was on there saying that he don't blame the Israelis. If it was him, he would just bomb them and keep bombing, killing thousands and thousands until they give up these so-called hostages. So, but then again, you got Taylor Swift giving them, I was reading somewhere an article where she's given, donating thousands or millions of dollars to the children, the women and children there. So I got more respect for her than, and I don't really care about her politics or her music, but I got more respect for her than any of those clowns. You know, Kid Rock.
Well, hey, fun fact, Kid Rock is actually Jewish. If you look at his background, his dad was like a car dealer. And if you ever seen a side view of the guy, as they say, you can't hide the hook. So there you go.
I did not know that. Wow. I didn't know that. Well, there you go. That explains that.
Yeah.
I was going to bring
there
it
you go.
Yeah, you just never know. Facebook shut down yesterday, from what I hear all my friends say. I couldn't get on because I sell things on Marketplace, and it happened to me. And last week it was, what did they shut down, AT&T? But if you look, I was watching I follow Whitney Webb every now and then. I really admire her. She's really good, and she's spot on. She's just like you guys. I mean, she's pretty much says the same thing. This is all a big, everyone's in on this stuff, you know. So she's saying that what they're going to do is start, and she said this before, they're going to start toying with things, going to start shutting things off to see how people react. Then they're going to just shut everything down. And when they turn the internet back on, after everybody's really at their mercy, then you're going to have an ID to get back on. Have an ID, and then that's going to lead to the bank. Oh, you want to go to your bank, and that's how they're going to roll this thing out. And, you know, it's awful funny how, you know, this shut down, that shut down. I've heard there's a Florida medical clinic here. Florida is shut down. They said Russian hackers hacked it. This was a while back, about a year ago, or even some of the employees couldn't even get their checks. Well, yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just like the internet. Some of these people who protect, you know, have the firewall, they're doing it, or the government's on it, or whoever. But yeah, I find that interesting. Everyone's having a fit for the Facebook's down for like a couple hours yesterday.
David?
Any comments on that?
Oh, that's interesting. I think that's actually a very insightful point from Whitney Webb. She could very well be right that they're going to have some kind of internet emergency. And then when they get it back and running, you're going to have some kind of government ID. That's a very possible scenario. I think it's one that's not rooted in fantasy at all. Something like that is going to go down eventually. The only question is when. But yeah, I think that's the plan. That's how they have it in China already. Is you have to have a government ID to use the internet, and I think that's probably going to be coming sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think some other places may have it as well. I don't know if I'm thinking of like Australia or New Zealand, something like that, in a Western country where you need an ID to be on the internet. I don't know how that works exactly, but you have to have something on you. And they're trying to move everything toward biometrics, you know. What they have, facial recognition, retina scans, fingerprint. You can have that little like machine on your desktop. Oh, I know what you're going to say. No, go ahead, Robbie.
Yeah, Bluetooth and a jam.
Yeah, that's all you need now, evidently. And yeah, you keep researching. I'm so behind on, but you sent me so much, and I wanted to share it with some of my fellow hosts here, so they can get their, you know, we can get their takes on it too. But yeah, David. I mean, Robbie's been experimenting himself, you know, with the Android app in developer mode, where you know he's getting Bluetooth signals from people. And David, you heard me, Robbie, talking about this a bit, right? What did you think of that?
I think it's very interesting. I want to learn more about it. It sounds plausible, and I would think that's, in some ways, that's the ultimate goal as part of this transhuman ideology.
Yeah. I think we talked about this before on there, and I'm noticing more and more people, like I talked to my neighbor today, his wife, she's not producing enough blood in her body. The guy who cuts my barber, he's having problems. His daughter's having, everyone around me I know is having really bad issues with this jab, man. And some people have died. My friend's mother, she's a nurse. She's worked for a doctor's office. I think I sent you an audio of that. I did a little interview and I sent it to you. She's telling me about all the people who are coming to her just not coming back. They're dying. It's really, it's like the third year of this jab. It's really, I'm starting to see everyone around me. I'm telling the truth, having really bad medical problems. My bass player, he don't know what's wrong. He's been to three different hospitals, three different doctors. He's seeing a holistic doctor now. But you guys might have another call. Let me let you go and go ahead and hear another call here before. I don't want to take up all your time.
I think, though, it could be related, Bobby, Robbie, to all these people retiring, all the baby boomers at large demographic retiring and cashing in on the money that's not there for them. Okay, well, let's go to the next caller here. Oh, you got a final?
See you guys later. All right, see you.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Tom in Florida. Hey, Tom, welcome, sir. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, what you talking about, Willis? What you talking about?
I think, hey, Rich, Scorpio, I think what's going on with this schmucker here, Shapiro, I think he should go on Kosher Records or they have a label Kosher Records or Goin Records or company or something. I mean, this guy is a character, this schmuck. But yeah, you know, it's like the Beastie Boys, you know, they get a hit, one hit wonder, and you know how it goes. But anyway, listen, I here's what I really called your show about, Rich. You know, you see what's going on in New York City and Hochul and Eric Adams, right? They're bringing out the National Guard in the subways. You heard about that?
In the subway in particular, it's just too dangerous, or the homeless and illegal. I mean, there are killings, and you hear people get pushed in front of tracks all the time. Probably a lot of robberies and rapes, right? Murders.
Well, wait. Listen, Rich, they're bringing this. Let me explain this. They're bringing out the National Guard in the subways in New York. They should probably be doing that in Chicago, too. But in the meantime, you got thousands and thousands of gang members from Venezuela and Colombia and all these gangs coming into New York City. Okay, they're not going to be tolerated down here in the state of Florida, because DeSantis said hell no. But you got this schmuck Horschel and this Eric Adams, Uncle Tom. I mean, this is a disgrace, man. You got to call up the National Guard in your cities, because you got people being afraid they're going to be thrown in front of a train on the subway. What in the hell is that? And you got all these gang members. Rich, we lost our country already. Country's long gone. There's only one way out of this nightmare: revolution. Because it ain't a civil war; it's a revolution. It's got to happen now. Hopefully, without the ballot box, not the cartridge box. But I don't think that's impossible. You know, Rich, the main reason I called your show that really irked me off Tommy Piotis, what actually is going on with all these angel mothers and fathers who are not getting paid by the federal government when they should be getting handed out hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars each family. The girl, Caitlin Lakeland Riley family, that Biden, that stumbling, mumbling buffoon at the State of the Union tomorrow night, is going to say, Now, you, Biden, are a murderer. You, Alejandro Mayorkas, are murderers, and the federal government to be drained out and give each one of those angel mothers and fathers hundreds of millions of dollars. How do you feel about that, David? Hello?
Well, Tom, I got to stop you right there. Look, Mr. Mayorkas, he was almost holocausted before he was even born. When this guy grew up in suffering, his whole family was almost holocausted. We can't criticize him. We can't criticize him. He's a wonderful human being.
Was he on that boat that was in Havana? There was a boat that sent a bunch of Jews to Cuba, and the Cubans told him to get the hell out of here. We don't want this boat. Get him out of here. Remember that? Back in World War II?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. But, you know, one other thing about Mayorkas, he was the head of the Hebrew Immigration Service charity before he became the head of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, we don't have the, we skipped the break. No, go ahead. David, continue, please.
Let me just finish. This guy was actually actively involved in a charity that was so-called charity that was only mission is to bring more immigrants in. So it's one hell of a pick for the guy that's going to run the border, isn't it?
Disgusting and disgraceful, and Biden's a criminal. But here's the main thing I want to talk to you and David about. You know, you got this Democratic convention coming up in Chicago. And, you know, we got great guys like Tony and Jerry who live in Chicago, and you are from there, Rich. I'm thinking about flying up there for a weekend, 2 to 3 days. We take our bullhorns, get a bunch of many guys you can round up with flyers, and hand them out to all the people in the parking lot or on the trains, and just hand them out how the Jews are controlling everything. I mean, if you actually let the people know how many people on Congress that they're representing. They're only 1.8% of the population, yet they control like one-third of the Congress, the Senate and the House. Got to stop. They're being way overrepresented. Look at the Supreme Court.
Yeah, one of their strongholds.
Not handing out flyers.
And of course, one of their strongholds is that that suburb just north of Chicago, Skokie. Rockwell almost held a rally there that got shut down at the last minute before it happened. But when I was living in that area, I'd work around passing through Skokie a lot, and yeah, see all the Orthodox going to and from, especially on Saturdays, you know, to synagogue and all this, and. It seemed like a strong arrogance and just like a completely other world they're living in, you know. It's completely removed from what's around them.
You got the Democratic Convention coming up, and that way you can really do a lot of damage. And especially Chicago, I believe the people in Chicago, the Afro-American community, the black community, is going to vote 50% for Trump. I think the state of Illinois is in play for the Republicans this year. All he has to do, Rich, all Donald Trump would have to say is Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. And put flyers out by the millions in Chicago to the blacks and say, oh, God, man, what you talking about? I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. He's a Republican. Abraham Lincoln's a Republican? What you talking about? Man, 45, 47.
Gee, girl, all right. I got to catch my last caller. No, that's going to have to be your sign-off there. Andy in Texas. Welcome, Andy. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, thanks, gentlemen. You know, talking about the Supreme Court, I'll be real quick. Talking about the Supreme Court, in one stroke they gave you access to the ballot for Donald Trump in every state, and then the other stroke they gave you was the Texas police cannot apprehend perceived illegal immigrants throughout the entire state. So, I mean, what kind of a gig is that going on? I mean... like Donald Trump is going to fix that. But what I called about was, you guys were talking about Tom McDonald. That's been my homeboy for a while. I've been listening to his music for a long time. And I'm currently on a boycott with him because he did that video with Ben Shapiro. What a waste of time. I mean, he all the stuff that he sang about, he couldn't see that Ben Shapiro was the problem. You know, I mean, Tom McDonald is pretty much a homemade person. He's a YouTube millionaire from all of his music and stuff. He's promoted himself. But notice the name that always does the videos for him. It's his girlfriend, and her name is Nova Rockefeller. And yes, apparently she is a descendant of the Rockefellers.
David?
Wow, that's really interesting. And, you know, it's not like Rockefeller is a common name. So if you have that name, you're connected to the family somehow. That's very interesting. I did not know that. I would just say, too, I think Jews are a lot more than 1.8% of the population. I don't believe that statistic. I think there's a lot more Jews in America than we've been told.
Well, you got to keep in mind that all the Christians have been told that the Jewish people are the people and stuff. So the Goyim have fallen into the trap.
Yeah.
So it does appear that there's a ton more Jews than there really is because they get so much support from the Christian society.
That's a very good point. You're right. And, you know, I just make one quick comment about the Supreme Court rulings. If you take the emotion out of it, you take the Trump out of it and all the emotion around this, what the Supreme Court really did is they said, hey, the federal government is going to control how the states run elections. And they also said the federal government is going to control how the states control the border. That's what it's really all about, is saying the feds run the show, not the states.
Yep, it's a bust. Thanks, gentlemen. Finish your show.
No, thanks for the call. And, well, we've got just about a minute left. Your final words today, Mr. Scorpio.
I would just say that's the proper filter to look at these Supreme Court rulings through. Motion, the names of it, they are claiming more power for the federal government, both with the border and elections. That's what the decisions are really all about.
Oh, very well said. Well, look forward to your show 4 to 6 Central this Sunday, David. And thank you, as always. Have a great rest of your week.
Oh, thank you, Richard. The time flew by, which is always a good sign. Thanks for everybody listening. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, folks, for listening. Please support RBN. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page to keep the canary in free speech. RBN alive and well, so that we will speak again soon. And until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.